why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hey, this is Kim. You have an awesome opportunity to hear Charles as he addressed the Michigan Real Estate Investors Association on how to create a six or seven figure turnkey virtual wholesaling business.
Thank you very much. How's everybody doing? Good, good. What I normally do at this point is have everybody stand up, but since he already had you stand up, I'm not going to do that again. So, thank you. So what I do want to do is have y'all look at the person next to you, even if you're kind of like three seats apart, and at the very least, just look into each other's eyes longingly. just kidding. But seriously, look at each other, person next to you, to your neighbor, and I want you to say, congratulations. All right. Now, does anybody know why I had you guys congratulate the person? Does anybody want to know why? Okay, because you're here. And most people do nothing about improving their financial condition. You know, most people sit at home on a Tuesday night. And what shows come on Tuesday night? I know House comes on. What? Veronica Mars. I've never seen Veronica Mars, but Boston Legal. See? Okay, well, see? Y'all could be watching Boston Legal or House or something, but you're here. So you're to be commended for that, and that's why I wanted you to look at each other longingly in the eyes, Brenda, and just say congratulations. Did you do it? Okay, good, good, good. Just wanted to make sure. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. What I'm going to talk about tonight is how to make $10,000 in 30 days and six figures in 6 months by buying and selling houses with a simple concept called wholesaling, a simple concept that will allow you to overcome the challenges or headaches that rental properties could be, that rehabs may be. And I'm not here to say that there's anything wrong with doing rentals or there's anything wrong with buying, fixing up, and selling. I'm just here to show you a simple way, an easy way, the same way that Kim and I do 6 to 10 deals a month, and we're looking to do more because we're actually coming here partly because we're looking for folks to do deals with. Allows us to do 6 to 10 deals per month without dealing with tenants, repairs, holding costs, or anything like that. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah.
Does it sound good? Like something you can handle? All right. First of all, let me just explain why I'm just here by myself. Okay? If you read the little bio blurb about us, we actually have 4 kids. We have now 3 girls and a boy. We have Hannah, who's 6. We have Haley, who's 4. We have Charles III, also known as Tay, who's 2. And now we have Hayden, who's almost 9 weeks old. So, thank you. So you can see I have some incentive to make some money. I mean, is that, you kind of understand my incentive. So that's why it's just me. I'm not the prettier of the two, but hopefully y'all can, you know, enjoy me tonight, and even though it's not me and Kim. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. I knew that. All right, ground rules. I don't have many. Turn your cell phones off or on vibrate. And I'll wait. And then just hold your questions. I'll be here as long as we need to this evening. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at the Holiday Inn down the road. So any questions y'all have, you know, fair game. I just want to make sure I get through all this information, especially since I'm competing with these folks over here. Now, I used to be an attorney, so I understand why they're loud like that. So, all right. What we will cover today, even if I have to scream, is who are Kim and Charles Petty. I'll talk about why you should listen to us, meaning me tonight, and why you should buy and sell real estate and not just buy and hold. So once again, to remind you, I'm not saying that you should not buy and hold real estate. That's a perfect way to build wealth. But one of my mentors always taught me was that you have to take care of today's cash flow needs before you start being wealthy. Start thinking about it. You know, when you have money coming in month after month, consistently in real estate, then you can start thinking about building your long-term portfolio. And I'm going to talk about how to put cash flow in your pocket every month by wholesaling single-family homes, but not just single-family homes. How many of you have heard of the concept of wholesaling before? Okay. Most people look at wholesaling and they think that wholesaling is just about single-family homes. Wholesaling is a concept, and I'll talk about this, that you can use on single families, multifamilies, apartment complexes, land, and lots. We do it, our students do it, and so just think about that. When you're thinking about what's going on in today's real estate market, you know, whether it be here, Auburn Hills, Detroit, whatever's going on, don't just look at this as a strategy of single family homes. Broaden your mind a little bit because these principles are universal. All right. Who are Kim and Charles? We're investors, authors, and teachers. We're full-time real estate investors. We've been doing this thing for about 9 years. I left corporate America officially on January 15, 2000 at 5:05 p.m., I think. I remember. There's one day I will remember, just kind of like almost on the same level as my wedding day, because it was a freedom day. Okay, we wholesale 6 to 10 houses per month, but actually that's an old graphic. It should be changed. We wholesale 6 to 10 properties per month. It's not just single family homes anymore. It's been expanded because there's a lot of opportunities in development, in lots, in land, in commercial deals that you can wholesale, you can get in and get out. All right, we also teach, coach, and we consult real estate investors or folks who want to be real estate investors. And so let's talk a little bit about why we are qualified, why I'm qualified to train you. Well, I have a BS degree from the University of Illinois. That's a Bachelor's of Science. No, don't get that wrong, okay? From the University of Illinois, and I also have an MBA and a law degree from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Kim has a BA degree from the University of Kentucky and also an MA from the Patterson School of I always have to look again at that. The Patterson School of Diplomacy and International Commerce. Now, the question I have is, does this sound impressive?
Yes.
Okay, this is where everybody claps, so if y'all can feel free to just be like everybody else. Okay. But in all seriousness, our real education has come from two different ways. One is books, tapes, seminars, boot camps. You name it, somebody's boot camp or home study course, I got it, been there, and tested it out. Not only that, if you look at a second way, which is not on your screen, that's the School of Hard Knocks. When Kim and I first got started, we had a little money, had a little credit. So, of course, you know, we thought we could just buy 1 million properties. We ended up buying, between us and our family partnerships, we had about 80 rental units, Linda. Okay. Now, like I said, there's nothing wrong with rental. We had 80 rental units. Of course, some of them were duplexes, apartment buildings, you know, whatever. But what that really meant was we had a whole lot of checks going out and not a whole lot of checks coming back in. So we had to find something to create consistent cash to get us out of corporate America, because from the moment I stepped in, that's what I wanted to do, was to get out of corporate America. But we also need to find a way so that we could build a portfolio, but at the same time have money coming in consistently. Even if our tenants got crazy and moved out in the middle of the night, or, you know, water heater went out. And so we started out with the whole buy and hold thing. Buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold. You know, buy, you know, refinance, cash out, put a tenant in there, lease option. And after a while, that just got crazy. You know, if anybody's had rental property, they know that the risk of somebody moving out is pretty high. You know, they know that something could go wrong. So you have to be very well protected when you do these things. And so we invested, you know, took a lot of our money, we invested in real estate education and courses and boot camps to get out of the school of hard knocks and into a true life where we can do what we want, when we want, how we want it, support four kids in private school, you know, etc. So it's really been a true blessing that we found a strategy of wholesaling. I don't know what would have happened if we didn't. So that's kind of our story. And we've spent more in the arena like here with the, you know, boot camps, the seminars, the workshops, the whole nine yards. We spent more money that way than we did in our whole legal and business education combined. So we've done over 700 real estate deals in the last 8 years. That's about $50 million in total property values in the last 8 years. And we now have students across the U.S. We do it full time, and we left jobs with over $120,000 in combined income to do real estate full time. And the bottom line is that we wanted more and we went for it. And you'll hear that throughout, you know, my talk today and also on Saturday, is the fact that no matter what's going on, what noises are in the next room, you just gotta keep rolling. I mean, if a tenant moves out, what do? Just find another one. You know, if there's lawyers next door to you, what do? Just ignore them as best you can. So that's the one thing that we wanted more. We went for it. And that's the whole theme of this presentation. I mean, I'm going to give you some real meat that you can sink your teeth into, some things to write down, some things that you really want to get a hold of. But the bottom line, outside of the nuts and bolts, the numbers, the dollar signs and everything, is the fact that we didn't let anything stop us. Because if you think about it, I mean, if you look at Kim's mother and father, they thought we were crazy. You know, I was making, you know, 80-some thousand dollars as a lawyer almost, and, you know, she was making 40 or 1,000 plus 10,000 more in bonuses on her job. And, you know, my father knew I was going to quit. He just knew it was a matter of time. You know, but her mother was always like, well, dear, you know, do you really think this real estate thing is going to last? You know, and so just we couldn't let anything like that stop us. And our systems work anywhere in the U.S. because that's something you might be thinking about. Well, you know, you do most of your deals in Atlanta, but this isn't Atlanta. This is Detroit, you know, or Detroit Metro. And so this stuff works wherever you are, Detroit, Tampa, Orlando, Chicago. It works the best in markets where there are a whole bunch of folks and a whole bunch of activity. You know, it may not work as well in the, you know, rural areas of Kansas. So, you know, but here in this market, no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what plants are closing down, you can find bargain properties and you can wholesale them. Just like the gentleman we're talking about, they found a property where they could rehab, put $50,000 in it. They can also wholesale those properties and make $10,000 or $15,000 if they wanted to. Not only to investors here in Detroit, but there's investors all over the country who want to invest in markets that are lower priced. You know, we have investors looking for properties anywhere there's a deal. Anywhere there's a low-priced bargain property, whether it be Atlanta, Detroit, Tampa Bay, North Carolina, wherever. And so why are we teaching? Yes, it is a nice additional stream of income. We don't do anything in terms of, well, we do some things for non-for-profit, but not this. So, but you wouldn't want me not to have some incentive, some skin in the game in order to teach you. Because you get more out of it the more you put into it. And we can help others. And it is a lot of fun to get up, you know, even though lawyers next door may be making noise, it's still fun to get up and talk to folks and teach folks and coach folks and mentor folks. Because that's the real difference in a lot of folks' lives is the fact that someone takes interest in them, they mentor them, they coach them, they guide them along the way, and they, you know, to see somebody go from zero to $100,000 or more is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we're looking for partners all across the U.S. And I'm serious about that because we want to do deals. I used to think that I wanted to have an office in other cities, but that would be crazy with the four kids and all that. But to have partners in other areas across the country to do deals, that's a whole lot easier and a whole lot more fun. And it's something that we're actually seriously looking for. Every time I go somewhere, I want to take some folks out of the audience and have them, you know, work together with us on deals. Deals in your own backyard that we run through our whole wholesaling machine. Because you can wholesale properties. I'll give you an example. I have a client who bought properties from us. He buys properties in Atlanta, New Jersey, Mississippi, Jacksonville, Florida, all over the country. So wherever there's a good deal. And so be of that same mindset, and that's why we're looking for partners in Detroit. And these are three reasons why we do this business as well. That's Hannah, Haley, and Charles III in the middle. Hayden has not been added yet, but she will be in the next presentation because she doesn't want to be left out. All right. And what you should expect. No hype. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be straightforward with you. I'm going to talk about methods that work in today's real estate market because today's market is different from 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, and 5 years ago. Things have changed. Laws have changed. Plants have closed. You have to know exactly how to react to the market you're in, and that's what we pride ourselves on, is giving you methods that work today, not stuff that we brought out, you know, from 5, 10 years ago. Is that fair? All right. And we're going to talk about a complete turnkey A to Z system to wholesale properties. And as you guys probably know, you know, these are all reasons why you should be in real estate. Large net worth, no large investment, works everywhere. You perform a public service. You can do it from home. We have an office, but I work the majority of the time from home. And you can make large chunks of cash. And that's, you know, you guys being here tonight, you know what real estate is all about. So I want to take you deeper into the whole concept of wholesaling. How many of you can relate to this concept, the rat race? How many of you are in the rat race? Okay, how many of you want to get out? Stop running around like this. All right. A never-ending cycle where you make more and spend more and search for financial happiness. And I have a friend of mine who I keep encouraging to get into real estate. He makes over $120,000 a year. He's this close to being partnered in a law firm. He's got an au pair. His mother-in-law lives with him. He's got four kids. He needs to get out of the rat race, but he can't because he's got the golden handcuffs on him. And he can't find a way, a system, and he won't listen to me, you know, maybe he's too close to me, to get out of the corporate rat race. He's just too bogged down in it, and he can't take that leap in his mind. But I don't want you guys to be like that. I want you to find a way to truly get out of the rat race. And let's talk about, briefly, why are you guys here? Can somebody tell me why you're here, besides getting rich?
You need other people. You need things to bounce
ideas off of. Okay. That's a good answer. Anybody else? I'll give you a T-shirt. All right. Go ahead.
But quality of life. I believe my livelihood should be my family and friends, not my job.
Okay. Your livelihood should be your family and friends, not your job. Okay. Okay. You get a CD interview. Unlimited income. That's the last one. I don't want to have to run out of my gifts all early. Who stood up? Okay. What did you say again? Okay. Can you catch that? Oh. Okay. Unlimited income. That, I mean, these are all great reasons to be here and to keep coming back month after month, to come Saturday, to keep getting yourself immersed in the knowledge, in the networking, to get people to look over your shoulder and that you ask questions, the whole nine yards. And so think about this concept. If you didn't have to work, or at least you didn't have to work in the rat race, what would you do? You know, would you sleep in? Would you travel? Would you tithe at your church more or get more money at your church? Would you teach? Would you live where you want to? You know, so think about things like that. And I want to, you know, give you practical stuff, but I also want to give you nuggets to think about and imagine, because we live in a country that no matter what anybody says, there's abundance. You have to just get your mind right for abundance. You have to get yourself in a mindset of abundance. And I know sometimes it's not always easy. You know, when you're out there in a rat race or trying to get your real estate business to keep moving, and you know, but always remember, if you keep your mind expanded, you will succeed. And this is the thing to think about too. Statistically, only 2% of the people in this country will retire wealthy. You know, what are you planning for? You know, what do you want? You know, do you want to be, how many of you want to be part of this 2%? All right. I like that. Think and grow rich. Follow the patterns of people that have done things before you that you want to do. One of the, there's a couple reasons why I'm successful is because I follow proven systems, and I have not been ashamed to ask questions and find a mentor. And that's what this whole thing is about. You know, you want to be able to do what rich people do. You want to be in a mastermind. You want to have systems. You want to think about models. You know, think about being your own Bill Gates of real estate. You know, and you want to think about working on your business, which requires you to have systems to be able to repeat what other people have done, so you don't have to bump your head every time you go out there and do a deal. And so ask yourself another question. Why are you not as rich as you want to be? Is it because of your job, the rat race? Is it because you're not thinking about being in that top 5% or that top 2%? You've got to do things in order to be in that top 2 or 5% of this country that the other 80 or 95% will not do. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight, is a way to get to wealth, a way to bring cash into your bank account month after month through wholesaling. And this is just another example of the rat race. Let's get you out of here. All right, what are your goals? Quit your current job, earn extra income, financial freedom. This is something you have to decide on your own. You know, do you want to become full-time? How fast? You know, wholesaling is a great way for you to get out of corporate America, because the one thing, or any job, or to enhance the job that you have. Because the one thing that was important to me and Kim was finding a way to, you know, produce the income we had before and then go, you know, beyond that, 10 times beyond that. But we didn't want to have a way where we were just thinking about equity. You know, equity is great, but you cannot eat equity. We really tried that at first, Art, but it just didn't work. You know, it didn't taste good. Couldn't give it to the kids. You know, it was just like bland. But you need a system. Can somebody tell me what a system is? Perfect. Consistent plan to accomplish a goal that you do over and over again. Perfect. I can't give you another gift. It's only one per person. Sorry. All right. Good answer, though. As you probably know, or if you don't know, there are four main ways to make money in real estate. One of them is wholesaling. The second one is retailing, lease options and owner financing, and rental properties. And, of course, you got commercial deals, which are intertwined in this as well. But if you look at it, wholesaling, buying and selling to another investor, or buying and assigning, you know, retailing is rehabbing. Like the gentleman we're talking about earlier, they could get a property for, I think, 47, put 50 in it, sell it to a homeowner for 150. Lease options, we know, you know, controlling a property or buying it and then lease optioning it to somebody and they have any right to buy it. Doing owner financing or rental properties. All great ways, all different profit centers for real estate. But I want to talk about wholesaling. The definition that we have for wholesaling is this: is finding a bargain property and passing that bargain property on to another investor. Okay, does that make sense? It's a real simple concept. You know, that investor can be here in Detroit. That investor could be in California, could be in Atlanta, wherever. That property, you know, if you're here, it's here. That investor will either buy and resell that property, whether it's a single-family home, multifamily, commercial, whatever it is, or that, you know, they resell it, or they will buy and hold it. Okay? Why should you wholesale? It's low risk, quick cash, and you can do it whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced investor. Doesn't matter what level you're at. You can wholesale. If you want to get started, folks always say to me, well, what's the best way to get started? I say, wholesaling. What's the best way to give my business a quick start, you know, a jump, kick in the pants? I'm struggling. I'm not getting as many deals as I used to. Wholesale. Get to cash as quickly as possible. Get to cash as quickly as possible. And that's what we talk about in our wholesaling system. You can do it as beginner, intermediate, or advanced. It does not matter. And like I said earlier, you cannot eat equity. Equity does not equal cash. You can also build a business. You know, we and a lot of our students have used the wholesaling strategy to actually build a business where we know consistently month in and month out how many deals we're going to close, how much money is going to go in the bank. You know, we're not worried about, you know, when the next deal is coming because we put systems in place, we put people in place, we put a team in place. You know, like Larry mentioned earlier, and Sharon, this is, you know, your team. You know, who's your appraiser? Who's your inspector? How do you screen these folks? How do you get these folks to be on your side? If you have that together as well as the system for wholesaling down, you can know month in and month out exactly how many deals you're going to close, where you're going to get them from, where you're going to sell them to, and your business can, your real estate investing can truly be a business. Because I see a lot of investors fail because they're just kind of, you know, hodgepodge, haphazard. They're not operating by the fundamental business principles that govern, you know, like a Subway or McDonald's or whatever. So wholesaling, because it's systematic, can allow you to create a true real estate business that you can count on. Because how many of you in here are already doing some deals? I think I saw earlier, but how many of you have had situations where you kind of had a bad month or a month where you didn't get as many deals as you wanted to? I mean, I'm sure you don't have to raise your hands, but if you know, you know how it is, Ken. You know, you're thinking, I'm doing this thing, and then the next month, okay, what happened? You know, and not to say that wholesaling is perfect, because you may have that. We've had that, you know, but at least you can have functions and systems in place where you know month in, month out, this is what I'm doing. Because we don't get into real estate investing to have ups and downs. We get into real estate investing to have ups. I mean, seriously, you when you think about real estate investing, you don't think about, okay, well, I know, let's see, in January, I'm going to have 20,000. In February, I'm going to have two. You know, in April, I'm going to have nothing. In May, I'm going to have 40,000. You know? So you need something that you can count on month in, month out, consistently. And that's, like I said, consistently. Wholesaling provides consistent cash. Now let's look at five reasons for you to wholesale properties. Like I said, it's consistent cash flow. You can diversify your current real estate business. It's limitless income potential. You as many deals as you can get, as you can handle in your own system, you can do. And then this is a biggie. Your credit and your income do not matter. Let me repeat this, Art and Graylin. Your credit and your income do not matter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. I'm not saying that you go out and mess up your credit and then start wholesaling. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But the important thing to remember is you can have an 800 credit score or you can have an 8 credit score. It does not matter in wholesaling. You can have, you know, fully documented income that the banks love, or you can have income you don't want anybody to see. So that's the beauty about wholesaling, is the fact that the only thing that really matters is your system and the deal. It does not matter. You don't have to go down to a bank and say, okay, well, here's my, you know, my 1040, my W-2s, my bank statement, you know, the whole nine yards. Which, you know, there may be cases for that, but the big thing with wholesaling is you don't have to worry about that because it's the deal. It's your system. It's not about your credit and your income and getting in front of committees. It's about the deal. And it's about your lifestyle, too. Wholesale, you know, two deals a month, make $20,000, and then stop. You know, or go full bore, do 10 deals. There's folks in our system that are doing up to 15 deals a month. You know, it just depends on how big you want to make this thing go. It's about you and your lifestyle as well. And let me take a step back. I mentioned earlier about it being low risk. Now, in wholesaling, you're not putting up, you know, big down payments. You're not putting down, you know, a whole bunch of money for earnest money deposits. You know, so it's low risk in terms of the money out of pocket. You don't have to worry about going down and putting up a, you know, a big chunk, $10,000 for this deal, and then having it not close and having to fight to get your earnest money deposit back. You're not worried about getting an 80-20 loan, having to find out where you can get your 20%. So in terms of your financial risk, it is minimal. It is minimal. It's all about the deal and all about the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got to get me next to... You know, that's just my luck for today, isn't it? You forgot that you put me next to my, you see? All right. Okay. Well, I like to say that I'm an ex-attorney who did not get disbarred, by the way. Okay, let's just clear that out. I got smart, you know. I found this real estate thing. How I got started in real estate was I was looking for something. I went through all these opportunity magazines and, you know, MLM and, you know, offshore junk stuff. And I went to the Georgia Real Estate Investors Association meeting, and then it clicked. And after that, that's pretty much, like they say, all she wrote. So going to my RIA meeting just kind of like changed my life. So I found that that was the real thing to do, you know, as opposed to trying to get all my friends and family to buy my lotions and potions.
Yeah.
So, you know, hope I didn't offend anybody who's, you know, okay, but just want to throw that out there. All right, wholesale deal. Let's look at a profit range, okay? I'm going to talk about numbers now. Wholesaling, your profits should range from between $5,000 and $20,000, okay? It's going to depend on the type of deal. It's going to depend on the area of town, but this is what you should look for. We want our students to get at least $10,000 if they can, but don't put your nose up in the air if it's a $5,000 deal that you can get in a week. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. It's all about cash, all about cash flow. But your profits should range between $5,000 and $20,000, or more. If you're doing some bigger deals that you're wholesaling, some luxury deals, then of course your profit is going to be more than that. But let's just look at this as a range, okay? And remember, this is a big thing. Your profit on these deals should be within 30 days from start to finish. Okay, 30 days, 3-0. You're not looking at a $10,000 or a $20,000 profit on a deal that takes you 4 to 6 months to get rehab. And, you know, that deal that you're working on, nothing wrong with, that's a beautiful deal. But how long have you been working on that deal, that big million-dollar deal?
Too long.
Okay, too long. You don't want to tell, see? You don't have to. But so we're talking about getting up and running, getting the deals closed ASAP, within 30 days or less. So, you know, some folks may say, well, I only want a $50,000 check. Well, how long is it going to take you to get that $50,000 check? We're talking about getting these checks in 30 days or less, very fast. So your return on your investment, your cash in your pocket is way up here because you're doing it so fast. Does that make sense? All right. All right, let me show you a little bit about my business. I have to say, let's say Kim's business, because as you know, when it's her money. You know. And I want to always let people know, you know, that we are folks that practice what we teach. Because there's nothing, you know, wrong, nothing worse to me than someone who's up there teaching and they're not doing it. So I'm just going to show, hopefully you can read this. This is a property, and I want to show you some. Now, I'm not bragging, I'm just showing you that we're for real. This is $21,544.45, or $20,544.45 in 45 days. Okay, it took a little longer than the 30 days I just told you, but I think we were okay with that. Alright? Alright, here's one And this was actually, this was on 12/9/05, right before Christmas. So this was a nice little $18,354.11 Christmas present, right here for 25 Baker Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? Here's one. This was an $11,761.22 profit in 21 days. Okay? Here's a $22,427.28 profit. And I think this one probably took about 28 days for 1075 Regent Row in Atlanta. Here's a $15,495.08. And make sure we got that 8 cents. And that was for 3279 Renault Drive in Atlanta, Georgia. Here's one. This was $9,200 in 2 weeks. Okay? Here's one that was $11,000 in 25 days. Here's one that was almost $15,000 in 30 days. Here's one that was $14,000 in 3 weeks. So, I'm not showing you these things to brag or boast or anything, but just to show you that this can be done. We do it day in, day out. And to show you that if you learn from us, you're learning from folks that are actually out there doing these bread and butter deals over and over again, and we're not just sitting up here, you know, being gurus that just go out and teach all over the country but don't actually do deals. So I just wanted to show you that. So let's talk about the properties that you can wholesale. Single-family homes, lots and land, multifamily homes, commercial properties. Because the one thing that we want our students to have is a concept of diversification. We're not saying that you should go out tomorrow and try to wholesale all these different things, you know, at the same time. You know, go on your own schedule. Go on your own pace. That's important. But realize, you know, you can, you know, add to this list new construction, you know, developments, because wholesaling is a concept. That's why it's so universal. That's why it can be used in any market, because all you're doing is finding a bargain property and passing that on to another investor, whether that bargain property is a single family home for $25,000, a lot for $40,000, a commercial property for $200,000. It does not matter. The same principles apply. So think, one thing you get after you leave here tonight is the fact that you can wholesale just about any kind of property. You know, if you're looking at, say, I want to do subject to deals. You know, I want to get the deed. You can wholesale your deeds. You know, there's plenty of investors out there looking for good deals. You put yourself in motion around the folks, get a system in place, and you can wholesale single-family homes, lots, land, new construction. It does not matter. It's all about the deal. So if you get only one thing out of here tonight, make sure you write this down and emblazon this in your mind. You can wholesale a whole bunch of different properties, not just a single-family home. And we'll talk about that more on Saturday as well as in our system. So why should you wholesale? Am I doing okay on time? Okay. All right. Want to make sure. All right. Why should you wholesale? Let's look at some numbers. Want to make sure you kind of get this in your mind. If you make $8,000 per property and say you sell two wholesale deals per month, okay, that's what, $16,000 per month. How many of y'all could live with $16,000 per month from a couple deals? Brenda, you be all right? All right. You be all right? That would pay a few bills, right? All right. And then if you look at that $16,000 number and multiply that by 12 months, that's $192,000. From doing just 24 deals, okay? How many of you could live with an extra $192,000 from doing 24 deals in a year? Could y'all live with that? Okay. All right, remember, these deals are wholesale deals where you've got a profit of $8,000 per property in 30 days or less. So that's why you can get these numbers consistently. All right. I've got a formula for building a successful wholesaling business that I want to share with you. If that's okay?
Please.
All right. All right. This is not algebra, okay? It is QL plus QH plus RS plus BL plus R equals big money wholesaling. Roz, you're like, what in the world? Is it Roz? Okay. What in the world does that mean? All right. I'm going to tell you. QL, quality leads. I'm sure you guys talk about this here at your meetings. You always want to have motivated sellers. Okay? Someone who has a reason to sell to you, a need, a desire. But in some cases, you can also wholesale properties where the seller is not necessarily motivated if the numbers work. So you've got to be able to combine motivation with the numbers and making sure they work. So quality leads, you don't just want to have any old house. If someone says, you know, I want to sell my house, it's worth 105, but I want 101 for it. Is that a wholesale deal? Okay, that's not a deal for anybody, really. So you want to be able to get a property that's a quality lead so you can know this is something worth pursuing. That's your first level, having a quality lead, having something, a property, whether it's a single-family home, multifamily, a lot, whatever it is, to know that, hey, this has got something. Quality houses should actually be changed to quality properties to be consistent with the theme of doing it for different types of properties. But quality houses, if you look at it, like for one thing, we always look at houses from the perspective of, is this a visionary house? Can we see what this house will look like down the road? Visionary being the name of our property company. And I always say, well, you know, every house, just because it's ugly, doesn't mean you should wholesale it. Because there are some houses, believe it or not, Bill, that are just too ugly. I mean, have y'all ever seen a house that's just too ugly?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Or, I mean, if you're looking at a lot, I mean, if you got, you know, a lake running through the lot, that's not going to work, you know. So you got to be able to have quality houses, shotgun houses. You know, we ran into this a lot in a town outside of Atlanta called Griffin, Georgia, where the houses, you know, you as soon as you walk in the door, you know, you can see the end of the house. You know, you just go straight through just like that. And that's not a house that you want to wholesale. That's a house you want to tear down, okay?
Yeah.
So think about that. You don't, I mean, every house, you know, it's not, you know, just because it's ugly doesn't mean it's a deal. And that's all I'll say about that. And how do I know this? Because I've had some houses that, okay, well, yeah, we can get it for 20, and it only needs 10 in repairs, and it's going to be worth 75. Not really, because it's just too ugly. It's just not going to work, you know. Or we had houses where, you know, we had. How many of you know what the concept of functional obsolescence means? You know what that means? Like, if you have a house where you can only get to, you know, you've got like, what is it? You have the only way that you can get to the bedroom is to go through another bedroom. That's not a house you want to wholesale. It's functionally obsolete, meaning it's a teardown. But anyway, so you could actually tear the house down and wholesale a lot if you got enough, you know, good enough deal. But you understand what I'm saying. The next part of the formula is RS, which is a repeatable system, meaning something that you can do over and over again. That's another thing that you'll see that flows through my talk. Today and Saturday is the fact that, you know, I don't want to have to recreate the wheel or recreate my business every Monday. You know, it's about having a system. It's about being able to repeat the same thing. You know, you may say, well, okay, you've been doing this for 9 years. You've done, you know, all these hundreds of deals. It never gets boring. It never gets boring doing the same deal over and over again and making $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000. And you can only do that if you have a repeatable system. You can't do that if you have to recreate the wheel or recreate your business every Monday morning. And that's the beauty. I mean, it's just like McDonald's or Subway or, you know, a lot of other businesses that are they're able to run by just teenagers because they have a repeatable system. And you want to get your real estate business down to the same level. And so that's what RS is a repeatable system. Okay? And then the next example, or next part of the formula is your BL, which is your buyer's list. And your buyer's list is really your goal. It's really what allows you to make your business residual. It allows you to make things a lot easier in your life than they would be if you had to search around every time you had a property, you had to run an ad. You know, a buyer's list, let me give you an example of the power of a buyer's list. We had a property this past spring where we were set to close on a Friday. And on that Thursday, we get a call from the buyer saying, oh, I can't do the deal. I've got, you know, a couple other deals I'm trying to get done. And I know, you know, I committed to this deal, but I just can't do it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll buy something else later. Now, of course, we kept that buyer's earnest money. But, you know, what were we, that didn't help us because we were scheduled to close that deal the next day. So what we did was we took that property and sent an email out about that property. And I believe it was around 6 o'clock. And around 8 o'clock at night, we had another buyer for that property who was going to pay cash and couldn't close that Friday, but could close that next Tuesday. So without that buyer's list, we would have just been stuck. And so that's the power of your BL, which is your buyer's list. It's what makes your business go. Because it's always better to sell 5 properties to one buyer than have to find 5 different buyers for 5 different properties. And that's what the power of your buyer's list is. And in R is relationships. That was actually mentioned earlier today, talking about your team and networking, because, you know, whether it be your relationship with your coach or your mentor, your relationship with your buyers, your closing attorneys, your contractors that you know, that you refer people to, your mortgage people, your private lenders. This real estate business, if you boil it down, is really not about properties. It's about you and me. It's about people, you know, because there's always people involved on every part of this business. You know, so you have to be able to establish your relationships. You have to know how to establish your relationships and who to establish your relationships with. But you cannot be successful. I mean, if you had all these things, the best houses, you know, the best system, the best buyers list, if you didn't know how to cultivate those relationships with people on all levels, you wouldn't have a business. You know, and that's the, you know, once again, I guess it's kind of like touchy-feely again. You know, because it's all about the people, whether it be your motivated sellers, your buyers, the whole nine yards. That's the thing, you know, that kind of puts everything together, and that's what gives you your big dollars wholesaling. All right, let's talk about some mistakes. All right, has anybody ever made a mistake in real estate investing? All right, anybody ever had a deal where they thought they were going to make X, and they made X minus a lot? Or was that just me? Okay, all right. Let's talk about the top 5 mistakes that real estate investors make and how wholesaling overcomes that. All right. Number one, a lot of investors, a lot of folks who want to be in real estate, don't treat real estate investing as a business. They treat it like a hobby. Something they're going to dabble in this week. Something they're going to, you know, try and see. And a lot of them, you know, if they just sat down and made a plan and decided they were going to do this strategy and focus on this, and then they were going to add, and they said officially they're going to start with wholesaling. And then in 6 months, they're going to start rehabbing. And in a year, they're going to start doing commercial deals. If they sat down and planned like a business plans, there'd be more investors that were successful. You know, instead of sitting here just trying to, you know, fly by the seat of their pants and not have a plan, not have a network, not have a system. And that's the thing that a lot of investors don't do. So I don't want you guys, another thing to leave out here tonight is treat your real estate investing as a business. What would someone who's running a Subway franchise do in order to make their business go? Think about that. They don't get solid information. I mean, how many of you have listened to real estate experts who you thought sounded good at first, but then maybe it was your brother-in-law or somebody? How many of you? Okay. You don't have to raise your hands on this. When Kim and I first got started, we had, you know, people thought, okay, well, ooh, they got some little money, a little credit. Ooh, you know, their whole radar went off. You know, their scam radar went off, I guess. So be sure that you get solid information. You know, whether it be someone that comes in here, like me, whether it be somebody locally, whatever it is, be sure to get solid information from them. And to check, do your homework. You know, don't just, someone brings you a deal, just don't just say, well, okay, well, that sounds good, I'm going to buy it. You know, do your due diligence, do your homework. And that's why it's so important for you to get solid information, both from mentors and coaches, nationally, locally, from here, you know, people that are going to be your resources. So get solid information and back, you know, make sure you do your homework. And here's another big one. A lot of investors, you know, like you said, I asked, how many people have actually made mistakes? You know, how many people, if a show of hands, have been in real estate investing and have thought about quitting real estate investing? Okay. You did quit? What happened? Okay. Okay. So why are you back in here now, after 10 years? I mean, you got tired of it.
I know, but now I've missed certain aspects about it. I rehab properties before, and I miss doing that. And also, it is a generator of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I need some more wealth right now.
Okay. I think that's worth a T-shirt, Vicky. But seriously, I mean, and you're right, because you said I had problems before, I had challenges before, you know, buy and hold can be challenging, you know, but you didn't view that obstacle as a showstopper. And that's what Kim and I always talk about wherever we go, is the fact that, you know, real estate investing isn't profitable, it's fun, but I'm here to tell you, you know, no matter what anybody says, it's not always going to be easy, you know. And people say, well, don't tell them that. It's not, you know, just make it seem like it's just so easy, you know, that anybody, because I'll tell you something else, too. Real estate investing is not for everybody. Okay? So the thing that you have to remember and figure out, I mean, make sure that you know for yourself, is that no matter what obstacles come, no matter what problems come, you know, you can still do this. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other vehicle known to man. But it's not always going to be easy. That's why you need folks like the folks in this room. That's why you need mentors and coaches. That's why you need to keep coming back. You know, one of the things a lot of investors do is, you know, they get frustrated, and so they stop coming to their REIA meetings, or they stop going to seminars or workshops, or stop, you know, getting home study systems. They just give up. So the thing that you have to remember is that no matter what happens, don't view it as a showstopper. This real estate thing can work for you, but you have to keep moving. You have to realize that it's not always going to be easy. And part of the reason why real estate is not always easy is because it requires cash. At some point, you know, there are no money down strategies. Wholesaling is a no money down strategy, but the money has to come from somewhere. The money has to come from the buyer's funds, has to come from a private lender, somewhere. So the thing that you have to remember is that no matter what happens, if you have a strategy that generates consistent cash, David, then you can do this. You can be a wholesaler, and you can be a rehabber, because one of the things that makes real estate investors fail is cash flow problems. You know, that's probably number one thing real estate investors do, is they get into cash flow problems. How do I know this? That's how we got started. We have cash flow problems, you know? And so it may seem harder. It may seem like you want to quit if you don't have a strategy that's generating $5, $10, $15, $20,000 a month, you know, consistently. It can get frustrating, you know? I'll tell you another strategy. Another thing about Kim and myself is we started looking around for opportunities. We bought a laundromat, okay? And you talk about cash flow problems. That laundromat was a cash, I don't even want to say the word. It was horrible. Okay, I'll just put it to you that way. You know, we thought, oh, this is going to be a great cash cow and all that, but either we were doing it wrong, or we did it wrong, we had the wrong area, we didn't fuck it, whole nine yards. So anything can become frustrating if you're not getting a check. And that's the one thing why we want our students to be able to get to cash quickly, because it allows them to see success. You know, if you can get a check in your hand for $10,000 or $5,000, and you can go home and show it to your wife or to your husband or to your skeptical family, then you're more likely to keep moving in real estate. Because if you get to cash quickly, then you're going to be able to take that success to the next deal. But if you're struggling and bumping your head consistently over and over again, then you start to question this real estate thing. So that leads to the fifth mistake that investors make is they don't follow a proven system. They don't follow a system that's been laid out, time tested over and over again. They just continuously bump their head, try to create their own system, and they just don't succeed because they're trying to do everything, reinvent the wheel. So don't be an investor that goes out and tries to do everything on your own. Follow a proven system because, as they say, you may have heard this, success leaves clues, not crews, but clues. So follow a proven system. So let's look at a 3-year plan for wholesaling. All right? Once again, focusing back here on some numbers, on letting you know why this thing is viable from a number standpoint. If you do 30 wholesales per year for one in year one, okay, we're going to have a 3-year plan. Okay, see what it looks like. Say you make, once again, $8,000 per deal for those 30 deals. So that gives you what? $240,000. Okay? And that, once again, that sounds good to you, doesn't it, Brent? All right. 40 wholesale deals the second year. That gives you $320,000 because we're looking at an average profit of $8,000 per deal. And this is in year two. Okay? So, this is assuming that you just stay steady. Your profit stays steady per deal, $8,000. And then you look at year three, which gives you 50 wholesale deals per year. I'm sorry, 50 wholesale deals in year three. Okay? So in year one, you've got $240,000. In year two, you've got $320,000. In year three, you've got $400,000. And I think if you add that up, it's actually $960,000 in 3 years from a real, true-to-life, viable real estate investing business. Okay? Now the question that I ask is, how would your life be different in 3 years with $960,000 from your real estate business? In a strategy that you can actually do consistently over and over again. So you think of, I'm just going to leave that question out there, but I think it would be a lot different. And we're not saying you're going to make $1 million tomorrow, or you're going to make $1 million. This is $960,000 over 3 years from one fundamental strategy if you have the right system. So I'll just let you look at that one more time. Make sure you get those numbers to sink in a little bit. All right. Let's give you some more meat and have 5 steps to wholesaling success. Okay? And number one is finding deals. And this, once again, goes back to systems and being able to have the right people in place and using the formula. But you've got to be able to find the deals. Because if you don't have any deals, you don't have a business. You've got to be able to find out if that deal makes sense. What is the formulas to use? How do I pre-screen this deal in terms of an area? Is this an area I need to even go into? Is this an area where I'm afraid to go into at night? Or am I afraid to go into it at the daytime? So that's where it comes in to pre-screening your deals. Because every deal, once again, just because it's an ugly house doesn't mean it's a good deal. But also, just because it's an ugly house that may look good and the numbers may work doesn't mean it's in the right area. Doesn't mean you should wholesale it. And I'll talk about area selection in a little bit. And then you've got to be able to get out there and make offers. This is not something that's going to happen tomorrow, but you've got to be able to get in front of motivated sellers to construct and present offers to do the things that are necessary to get your offers accepted. Have the right formulas, to have the right contracts, to have the right forms, to know how to structure your deals, because you cannot have a great deal unless you're actually out there in front of folks. So you've got, whether it be in front of a motivated bank, a probate, whatever it is, you've got to be out there constructing and presenting offers consistently over and over again. And then you got to follow up. Let me tell you about the power of following up. We had a deal a couple years ago where we made an offer in the summertime. I think it was like late summer, like August. And you know, I think, just I don't know the exact numbers, but I think we offered $75,000 for the house. And then seller was like, no, that's too low, can't do it. I'm going to, you know, see what other offers I can get. Your offer is way too low. 2 or 3 months later, closer to Christmas time, the seller still had not sold his house. But we were consistently there making offers to him saying, hey, we're still here, you know. And then by the time it rolled around after Thanksgiving, the seller finally said, okay, well, fine. But at that time, I think we offered them, at that point, $73,000. So they had just taken our offer 3 months ago. They would have saved the holding costs and had a little more. But that's the power of follow-up. Because a lot of your deals are going to come on that second, that third, that fourth, that fifth contact. Just like any other business, you've got to be persistent and you've got to follow up. Have mechanisms in place. Have automatic systems in place to follow up with people in order to get the deals. Because just because someone says no at first, I mean, how many of you are married in here? Okay. I'm talking to the men now. How many of you, when you asked your wife out the first time, she said yes? How many of you, she said no? Okay. Okay. That's follow-up. But you, just an example of, you know, you got to be persistent and follow up. Because if Larry had given up, you guys wouldn't be here. All right. And the key to finding deals is motivated sellers. Motivated people. People that want to sell you a house. Not people that are actually, you know, just trying to test the water. So you've got to be in front of motivated sellers. People that are hot and bothered to get rid of their property. Whether it be a bank, a free foreclosure person, probate. Whatever it is, find a motivated seller. And I drill that into my students over and over again. You've got to be able to draw motivated sellers to you that are begging you to sell their house to you. Not folks you're taking advantage of, but folks that are actually out there hungry to sell you their house. You know, and that's what creates these large discounts. Whether it be in single family homes, lots, land, whatever it is. That's the key, is your motivated sellers. And then our motto is, if it's not turnkey, it's not for me. What that really means is we want to have cookie cutter systems that we can use over and over again in order to be successful. Because, you know, like I said, we've got 4 kids. We're active in our church. And let me tell you about our kids' activities. Our daughters have dance on Mondays. They have Awanas at church on Wednesdays. They have choir practice 2 times a month on Saturdays. They have gymnastics on Saturdays. And that's just in the fall. And in the summertime, you bring in soccer. So I can't, number one, have something that's going to, you know, make me work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You know, I went that road when I was a corporate lawyer, working 60, 70 hours a week. You know, so it's got to be turnkey. It's got to be systematic. It's got to be, you know, not necessarily easy, but a simple concept that can be implemented over and over again. And that's really the difference in our system versus a lot of other people's system, is because we don't want our students, just like we don't want us, to have to work 60, 70 hours a week. We don't want you to get bogged down in complicated formulas. We don't want you to get bogged down in just a whole lot of mess that a lot of other folks not necessarily want you to, but kind of just lends itself to that. So we want to be able to show you turnkey systems that will allow you to be successful. Does that make sense? All right. Let's talk. I want to give you some more meat before we get out. Am I okay on time still? Good? All right. Let's talk about 3 of about 15 ways or so to find these deals. So I want you to, hey, how many people in here tonight have gotten something that they can take home with them already and implement, even if I stop right now? Okay. I'm not going to stop right now, though.
You can still take it home?
You can still take it home with you. Yeah, yeah. Don't leave it here. You know? Please don't leave it here. All right. Driving around. Driving for dollars, which is basically farming. And this is a simple strategy that we still do today, is, you know, basically finding an area town and making that your area. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.